Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. As usual, it is our privilege to have you. I know every evening I say, do we have a word for you? But let me ask you one question. Are you facing opposition? Maybe at home or at work? Well, this message is for you. We're going to join Pastor Muirhead now in an excerpt from a message entitled, Overcoming Opposition. I'm sure you would want to stick around for this message, so stay tuned as we turn now to Pastor Muirhead.
Ezra chapter 4. Ezra's after Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. It says, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord. When who heard? The enemies. Do you know that if Judah have enemies, you will have enemies? The God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here. But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, you have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us. Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They hired counselors to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Praise God. I believe every person here has had opposition in their lives. I believe that some of us here today are experiencing opposition in our lives. Amen. That opposition might be at the workplace. For others, it might be in their homes. For others, it might be in their school. Wherever it is, opposition is opposition. And one of the things about opposition is that it unsettles us. Sometimes it makes us fearful. If it is sustained for a long time, it wears us down. And it makes us want to give up. Sometimes we might feel like we're getting mad because of the intensity of the opposition. Amen. But I bring you hope today. I bring you hope. Not because I can help you, but I know somebody who can help you. And he's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the master warrior. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. That's who Jesus is. Amen. And Jesus, there is nobody that can defeat Jesus. You know why? Because the Bible says that all power has been given to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All power has been given to Jesus. That means that Jesus have more power than anybody else. Praise God. Amen. All power has been given to Jesus. So that's why I'm recommending Jesus to you. Amen. You know, the background to Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 to 5 that we just read, is that the children of Judah were in captivity in Babylon. They were in captivity in Babylon. They were taken away from their homes, and God had sent them into captivity because of their sins, because they turned their backs on God and began to worship idols. And God root them up out of their homeland and took them into another land as slaves. And they were terrorized for 70 years in that land. God spoke to them prophetically and said, listen, I want you to return to your homeland. I am freeing you from Babylonian captivity. When they returned to the land, the first thing that they did was to set up church. They built a temple unto the Lord. Think about it. Some people say, well, who, me? Boy, I'd have to start plant some kalalo right away. I'd have plant two coconut tree, plant two yam, and two tomatoes, and I would raise two animals and build up a house and just live happily ever after. But for them, it was very important for them to build a church to worship God, because they recognized that without God, they could not make it. They needed God in their life. They remembered that it was because they forsook God that God rooted them out of the land and took them into captivity. Amen. But guess what? As happy as they were to return to their homeland, there were people in the land who did not want them to be there. There were people in the land who did not want them to prosper. They wanted them to remain poor and to remain slaves. And do you know, in today's life, after you toil, after you work hard, after you try your best because you want to lift up your life, you want a better life, do you know that there are people who will look at you and who will fight against you because they don't want better for you? Yes, there are people like that. Amen. But you see, you know what the Bible says? And I want you to listen to this. Because some of us, we take on the people. We say we're going to fight the people. Or we're going to shoot the people. Or we're going to chop up the people. But the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. In other words, the devil is the one who goes into people's heart and make people turn against you. So some man fight against you and you get out the man. You know the devil though? The devil does leave that heart and go in another man's heart. And a man start fighting. In fact, what the devil can do, you know, is going to 10 man heart now. Instead of one man, you have 10 man fight against you. And you say, wait, this is what I want. So the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they are not M16s, they are not machetes, they are not knives. They are not acid, they are not poison. But it says, we wrestle against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are satanic forces. Amen. So we have to identify who our true enemy is. You might as well just accept it, you know. In this life, there shall be troubles and tribulations. Amen? There shall be troubles and tribulations. What is important is that you inform yourself of what God's word has to say for those who experience troubles and tribulations. Amen? Praise God. So watch this. It says, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin, they heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families. Amen. And I want to speak to the heads of families here today. The heads of families. Amen. Who is a head? First of all, you have to have a head. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sorry you don't find it funny, but praise the Lord. But the heads of families are parents or caregivers. Amen. Praise God. If you notice, the enemies came and spoke to the heads of families. They didn't go to the children. Hello? They didn't go to the children. Why? Because it is the head who is responsibility for the care and protection of the children. Amen? If you can get out the head, the children dead. Are you with me? And as heads of families, each of us need to understand that the enemy has targeted us. As head of the family, you know, when you look around on your children, when you look at your purse or your wallet or your pocket, and you see the scarcity of money, you know, you might be discouraged. You might get depressed. You might get fearful for the future. And the enemy wants you to look at what you have and not what you have in God. You know that there's a difference? What you have is different from what you have in God. Amen?
Interesting, isn't it? Are you the head of your family? Are you the main caregiver or breadwinner? Have you found that you're under a lot of pressure lately? Well, don't look on those pressures as merely man-made. The very enemy of your soul wants to get you out, take you down, and that is the devil. And the only way you can fight against the devil is through God. Only God can help you overcome this enemy. Only God can help you fight this battle, because it is a spiritual war. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord, you are the mighty one, mighty in battle. Your word says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you, O God, you came to destroy the works of the devil. So Lord, tonight we lift up every face of opposition that has arisen against the heads of families across this nation. We bind every plan of the enemy to destroy your people now. Lord, we ask that you open the eyes of your people now, Lord God, and help them to see Jesus and to serve him as their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we just thank you for continuing to heal those whose hearts are wounded, Lord. Those, Lord, who have suffered from opposition and are feeling as if they can't go anymore, O God. Lord, I pray that you will encourage them tonight. Strengthen them, Lord God. Deliver them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for hearing our cries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you once again for listening to our broadcast. And for the next half an hour, you may call us at 809-5267. That is 809-5267 or 969-7992. That is 969-7992. Send in your prayer requests. Tell us how you feel about the program. We would like to hear from you. Well, until next week, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead, wishing you all a blessed good evening.